Welcome to Shom Achshov on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Yud Beis. At the end of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, it says, "Om Avyudo Zaklel." Here's the rule: Im Machshava Sazman Kodma Machshava Samokim. If the Machshava of time came before the Machshava of place, so that it's pigul, that it's wrong. V'chavim Alav Koras. Im Machshava Samokim Kodma Machshava Sazman. But if the Moka came before the Zman, then it's possible V'im Barkoras. So although we're talking about here a combination of machshavas, the poisel carbon, but in the Sifri Chassidus brought over here a remez, legabe avoida sa'adam. We'll start with the Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk, who in Parshas Vayetze, in the pasuk that says, Vayivga b'moko v'yolon shom, comes to explain the words of this Mishnah, which is the same words we find in Masechet Zvachim, as follows. When a person davens, a person obviously has to speak, he has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also on Inyonim Gashmim, on his Parnaso, on Tzorchei Aguf. But first and foremost, a person should daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main tefillah needs to be, Yizgadel v'Yizkar HaShemim Rabo. I want to be Magdil, the Gishem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bring the Kiddush Hashem to the world. That's supposed to be number one thing in davening. Number two, afterwards you could speak about Inyonim that you need in this world. And this is the remez of the Mishnah. Im machshavas hazman, kodmal machshavas hamokoyim. Zman means, inyoni zman, inyoni olam hazeh. The mokoyim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the zman comes before, that's pigul, that ruins, that's terrible, that's a bad davening. But if machshavas hamokoyim, kodmal machshavas hazman, meaning the machshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first, that's the first thing in davening goes about, then afterwards comes machshavas hazman, so then it's that pigul. So even though a person is davening on Yoni or Lomaze, because he starts with speaking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then it's not so bad. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, V'yiv gaba mokov v'yolon shom. First of all, he dealt with the mokim, with Yoni HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Then he dealt with his children and his family. Another remez is brought down in the Sefer Marbitzei Torah Me'olam HaChassidus, in the name of Shlomo Yimbabov. So he came to speak about, you know, the modern influences on Yiddishkeit. So he says like this: If first of all, a person has that he wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the main thing, and then he has also machshava sazman, new stuff that comes with his man, the modern stuff. Then it's not so much of a problem. But if machshava sazman, the whole modern influences comes before machshava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's pigul v'chayav kares. Then the thing is wrong completely. And maybe it's very similar, it's quoted in the Sefer Ari Yishag, Chelek Beis, where he says over there, he brings the name of the Sfarim, it's probably some of what's brought down in different Sfarim, is this idea, Machshava Samokav Kod Machshava Sazman, meaning thinking about Kodesh Baruch Hu comes before Inyoni or Olam Hazeh. If a person has a Kodesh Baruch Hu first, and then Inyoni or Olam Hazeh second, then it's not so bad. But if Inyoni or Olam Hazeh is first before Inyoni HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so then that's Pigul, the Chavim Alav Koris. And the idea is, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes first, Inyoni Olam Hazeh is either bothering you for Avodas Hashem or just adding to Avodas Hashem. But if the Machshava Sazman comes first, that means the Ikar Be'im is this world. So if Inyoni HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Inyoni HaMokom don't fit with it, they'll be pushed away. So that's something which is Pigul Chavim Alav Koras. All these sources going with the same idea that the Mokom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zman is Inyoni HaZman Evo Elam Hazeh, and there's a remez over here that Inyoni HaMokom have to come first. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.